Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
You know, early voting has started.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Well, it starts today. So technically it hasn't started. I'm assuming they're not open at 6 a.m. But early voting begins from today. So the election's being called for May 18. Majority of people are going to line up for who knows how long to get in, get their vote done. And
there's an election happening?
What? But who early voting thought? Is actually an option. Normally, this is set up for the people that aren't going to be here on election day. So if you're planning on travelling or if you're going to be working or if you're, I don't know, in a job that
but do
is
you
very important.
Do you have to? Like, do they check?
As in you have to vote?
No, do you have to have been, or do you have to be going away?
No.
You can just go in either way?
You can just go in and do early voting. Just say you're going to be away and they'll allow it. And so you can get in and get it done. I've got a list of all the places you can go for early voting if that's what you choose to do. As long as you vote, you're good. So it's in the city on Walker Street, 143 Walker Street, Harvey Range. You can go to the Range Control ADF Harvey Range Road. And then Old Joyce Main in West End. You can go to that baby or in Air, the Burdekin Sports Club Hall. So go to any of those venues from today and you can do your early voting. Yes, it means you probably won't get inundated with 1,000 people with 1,000 flyers just trying to like throw them in your face and try to get your last minute votes.
Where for the environment? Here's 20 pieces of tree.
However, you will miss out on your democracy sausage.
Yeah.
There are no democracy sausage sizzles happening at early voting.
Well, why?
But do you know how you get around that? You go do your early voting, then you just head to Bunnings. Done!
You know what? I'm gonna set up a stand. I'm going to make money from this. I'm going to get some snags, set up a stand at the early voting booth.
For charity?
For, yes.
For JB's charity?
For JB's charity. Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
I'm excited, Gab.
Are you?
I'm so excited. This guy has arguably the coolest job in the entire world.
I don't think it's even arguably. I think it just is the coolest job in the entire world. We are joined by the Brick Man, Ryan McNaught, right now. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all?
Good.
Amazing, amazing, Ryan. Now, firstly, I wanted to jump in and ask, how did you end up with this job and how do I get it?
Well, you've got to get drunk with the right Danish people is the short answer to the question. No,
not really. That's not the response I was expecting, but I'm up for it.
You've obviously got to be cool at Lego and you've got to be able to build amazing things, but you've also got to do things differently with Lego. I mean, the people at Lego are looking for folks that do things in a different way, you know, taking Lego in different directions and doing unusual things with Lego bricks. And about 15 years ago, I was doing some work with their technology team around robotics and education and things like that, and we started doing things that way, and it kind of evolved from there.
Now, Ryan, you are the only professional Lego builder in the Southern Hemisphere. So is that the only job that's going? Like, do you have to get out of that job before anyone else gets that position?
Please don't encourage six-year-olds to come to us, thanks. That's not what I'm looking for today, if you don't mind. But you're pretty much is the short answer to the question. But I do have quite a team that work for me. There's seven of us in our little workshop, so we're always looking for really cool people that do amazing things.
Well, that's cool.
So you said that you got drunk with a bunch of Danish people to get into the job, but where did this start for you? Where did Lego start for you? Was it as a child and you just kept building and you emailed the right person and got drunk with Danish people? How did it start?
Yeah, look, so I like most people, I got my first Lego set when I was about 3 and absolutely loved it and played with it until I was about 13 or 14. And then it kind of became uncool. You know, it was about sport, you know, football and you know, those kind of cricket and that kind of stuff. So Lego got put away. And it wasn't until we had kids, we've got twin boys, that my mum had kept my Lego from when I was a kid, as mums do. They never throw anything out. You know how it goes. And so the Lego came back out of the cupboard, dusted it off, and we kind of got back into it that way. So I had quite a break of 20-something years of no Lego in my life. So, yeah, interesting story.
Phenomenal that you got to where you are then. But you were showcasing some of your judging skills on Lego Masters last night with Hamish. And there's some amazing skills on that show. It's incredible. But they had 15 hours to make this creation. What's the longest you've spent on building a Lego masterpiece?
So the longest I've spent on a model is about 2.5 months.
Wow.
So the biggest thing I ever built was just myself personally, without any help from a teammate, was about 600 hours. So, patience is still, you definitely have to have. But, I mean, just to put that 15 hours in context, it's actually not a lot of time. So they were really under pressure, and I don't know if you saw on the show them running to the brick pit and this kind of stuff. It's actually it's a secret fitness program that we put all the contestants through. It's the new Biggest Loser of getting Lego bricks fast. So they're actually under a lot of pressure, and what they were able to do, I mean, all these contestants at home, they just, you know, they can take their time and build whatever. They've never had to build under a time pressure before. So the responses and what they came up with is unbelievable considering those circumstances.
Can we expect any sort of potential injuries throughout the season of Lego being on the floor and, you know, the old trotting on the Lego, how that can go down? You'd probably know better than most people with twin boys and being a Lego creator. Can we expect any injuries?
I do. Look, I can't obviously give away too much in the show, but there could be a code blue at one point in time.
Well, we are actually looking for Townsville's Lego Heroes here this week as well, and we are challenging people to walk across Lego. Have you had any Lego injuries?
I've had quite a few. The worst one I know of is one of my colleagues over in the US. He had 9 stitches thanks to Lego. That's the worst. That's the worst that I've ever seen. So hopefully you don't get to that. I've had some Lego up in Townsville quite a few times, actually, up at the Perk Tucker Gallery and bits and pieces up there, and I've seen what the people of Townsville can build, and I've got to say, some serious skills up there, so good luck.
Amazing. Well, hopefully they've got the skills, but also they've got tough feet, because it's going to be like a fire pit, but Lego.
Yeah. It's less building skill and more that, but I have seen actually the work at the art gallery here in Townsville was incredible. We had a full Lego setup. It was really cool. So exciting. Thanks for the tips, Ryan McNaught, a.k.a. The Brick Man, and enjoy the rest of the season of Lego Masters.
Thanks. You too. Brick on.
Hit Breakfast
with Cliffo and Gabby.
We watched Lego Masters last night, the both of us. Not together, but you watched it.
We did.
I don't know if you would have picked up on this, but during one of the ad breaks, there was a TV advertisement for a new Disney sing-along CD. And
it was... sounds like fun.
Yeah, have a listen.
This is Sing Your Heart Out Disney. Classic Disney songs you can't help but sing along to. Enjoy the magic of Disney with Sing Your Heart Out Disney. Out now.
As long as part of this world is part of that, I am all for it.
It seems like a great product, doesn't it? Now, it upset me in a way because it was purely advertised at children.
What?
Which I don't understand.
They're not going to do that singing justice.
Well, some of them might. They're not going to do a worse job than us. But it's a product that the big kids could love as well. And it got me looking further and further into it. Got me thinking about so many products out there that the kids get access to that we simply don't.
Yeah, what about us?
What about us?
We're missing out.
Yeah, it upsets me. There's that many things. What about the little fold-out chair?
Or the little couch.
Little couch that turns into a bed?
And then it folds out to a bed. Yeah.
My argument is, why isn't that man-sized?
I have a feeling I saw something similar in IKEA, though.
Yeah, well, we don't have IKEA, so it's irrelevant for us. So why are there not adult-sized children's things?
I want one of those bouncy balls. It's like a fit ball, but it's got handles, and you can bounce around on it. I reckon that'd be a great fitness initiative.
Exactly right. But I want... there's a lot of things in this world that are designed for the little ones that I want brought in for the big kids. Just redesign them, make them a bit bigger, and then we can enjoy them. I don't care if it's the thing that sits above your bed so I can dribble and play with it.
You're talking about aerials, not aerials.
What?
Yeah, like the fun thing that...
you twist and it turns around and it makes some music. Yeah, I wouldn't even mind that. I wouldn't mind it at all. Make it for the size of my adult bed. I'm just kidding. I don't want that one. But there's plenty of others out there.
I thought you were being serious.
13, 12, 16. I want your suggestions. Is there anything out there that you've noticed is designed for the kids that you want brought in for the adults?
Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys. Oh, yes. They're called fish. On 13, 12, 16, Mel's on the line. What do you reckon, mate?
Do you know what I think the best one is? Is when you can get the remote control cars that your kids sit in that you control. Could you imagine having one of them that your mates could steer you home in?
Yes. Like the little battery cars.
Yeah, and you walk behind with the remote control and steer them. I think that'd be the best design for adults.
That would be amazing, especially if you had like a little buggy to take you to the fridge and back.
Oh, that's right. You can never get in trouble. You can just sleep and they'll drive you home.
So your friend's remote control drive you home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
It would be cool.
I don't hate the idea.
No.
I think it's a bit illegal, but I don't hate it.
I see some safety concerns, but I still want...
driving.
And I think that's why it's never been made.
This is why we're in this situation. Thanks for the call, Mel.
You're right, bye.
13, 12, 16. Who have we got there?
Jane?
Yeah. Now we're asking, what children's products should they make for adults?
Roller skate sneakers.
Yes. Bravo.
Oh my god, I totally agree. The one where the wheel actually pops out and then you go down the hall.
Oh, that is genius. Yeah. So where do they cut off it? They must cut it off at a certain foot size.
Size 8. It's kids 8.
That's
exactly.
Way too small.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's annoying. Kids 8. I'm not for it, but thanks for the call. I think we're going to have to get a pair.
Well, yeah. I reckon I could squeeze my foot into a size 8 kid. So it's going to be bloody painful, yeah, but
I could do it. See, you have to be a child or a small human and you're fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
One of the biggest contentious issues that's been talked about for, I feel like, years now is pill testing at festivals. We've seen so many deaths at festivals that everyone, well, the government, I guess, is trying to come up with solutions to this problem. And pill testing is one of the suggested methods.
So is it the government running this, or are there like activists, like their own groups that are fully behind the pill testing thing?
Like literally everyone in Australia has an opinion on it.
Yeah.
The government hasn't yet imposed it, hasn't yet put it in place. But it looks like that might happen because Canberra has for the second time tested pill testing as a solution at Groove in the Moo yesterday.
Yeah, so it travels its way up. It'll be in Townsville next weekend. And they're not doing it...
As in Groove in the Moo, not pill testing.
No, they're not doing the pill testing in Townsville, but...
No, because it's a state government thing. So Queensland government, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has said, no, it's not going to be happening at Queensland festivals at the moment. New South Wales government said the same, but the Canberra government have decided to give it a go and see if it helps, see if it works. They've done it at Groove in the Moo last year and then yesterday again. And
what were the results of yesterday?
Well, yesterday they tested, I don't know how many drugs and pills at this point in time because it is so soon, like it happened literally yesterday into last night.
Yeah.
But there is confirmation that they did actually find 7 MDMA capsules that were laced with deadly toxins during the pill testing. So the idea is they have a tent where people can go up, hand over their substance. It gets tested by chemists. They're then told if it is what they think it is meant to be, or if it's something else, or if it has been cut with deadly substances and it could potentially be fatal. They're then given that conversation of these are the risks if you take it or you don't take it, and then they can put it in the bin.
Yeah, I guess there's two major sides to this whole pill testing debate.
Mm.
And the one is it's illegal, you shouldn't be doing it, and there's those that think that this promotes it.
Mm.
On the other side of the spectrum, saying that people are doing it anyway, so to make it as safe as possible is a good option. So it's
definitely a conversation that obviously is a tough one because that's why it's been happening for so long with no solution as of yet, or it hasn't been implemented as of yet. They potentially saved 7 lives yesterday at Groove in the Moo in Canberra, though, with these capsules that
were... Do you think it condones drug use, though?
Well, then that's the problem because, yeah, it is making it, I guess, easier or safer or putting people's minds at ease when it comes to taking drugs. So it does kind of give them that false sense of security, but you never know how your body is going to react to that substance.
Yeah.
So even though you might think it's safer because it is the pill you were thinking it was after being tested, but you can still have a really bad reaction to that substance and you can still die.
And like your behaviour as
there's
well. Your behaviour on
no
these
guarantees.
Substances can cause a lot of harm to yourself and others as well. So it's
a toughie, but I guess they're saying, you know, it's saving lives, so it's a step in the right direction, and we do need to try something different because what has been happening in the past isn't working with all these deaths at festivals. Every year there's multiple deaths at festivals. So
at the end of the day, we could have been waking up to this morning to the news of 7 deaths at a music festival. Instead, we're waking up to the news of 7 drugs found with possible lethal substances in them. So,
and also, there were some Queensland political figures that went down to check out the process that happened at Groove in the Moo in Canberra to see what they were doing and how they were making it work. So you never know. It could be rolled out throughout the other states in Australia.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.